Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I am doing a preview of the Dallas Stars versus the Colorado Avalanche. Here are a few things that you need to know about everything that went on this year in the rivalry between the Dallas Stars and the Colorado Avalanche. During the regular season, we beat them 4 times. Fortunately, the round robin, we played horrible against them, and that's something that we need to be able to establish better defense for. The one thing that I'm concerned about the most is our discipline on defense and staying out of the box. We are talking about the number one power play in the West, if not the National Hockey League, the Colorado Avalanche. The things that need to be worked on is having sound defense and being able to be disciplined. Discipline is going to be a huge part of our success in winning this series. The goaltending situation is still suspect. I mean, I know Anton Khudobin did an excellent job in the first round of the playoffs. What's happening right now is I would like us to be able to have access to both Ben Bishop and Khudobin for this series, because this is going to be a lot harder series because the offense is that more potent than what the Calgary Flames have on paper. Once again, though, I think for a 7-game series, we are the better team on paper. We have incredible defense. Miro Heiskanen is going to do excellent in this series. All the minutes he gets, the forechecking, scoring some goals. That's wonderful too. But the name that the national spotlight is finally going to know, the name that I've talked about for months now, is Denis Gerionov. We all know who he is. We know how good he is. But what's really exciting about this particular game tonight, it's going to be on NBC. It's going to be an incredible nationally televised game. It's going to have a lot of hype around it. And I'm excited because it's going to show the world who Denis Gerionov is. He's going to be up there with Nathan MacKinnon. He's going to be up there with Connor McDavid. He's going to be up there with Alex Ovechkin. I'm naming superstars in this league. It's only his rookie season, but I can see as he continues to do better, as he gets the game down and learns it and grows from it, we're going to be talking about him, and there's going to be Hart Trophy behind his name for years to come. Same thing with Miro Heiskanen. We know that the Norris Trophy will be in his future as well. So, let's get back to talking about the game. You know, they basically have a 2-goalie system as well. They have Philip Grubauer and they have Francouz. Francouz is good. Grubauer is their number one. Good news is we can usually get to Grubauer. The one thing about Grubauer is he's not a very good puck handler. And if we play aggressive forecheck, stay in their zone, we'll be able to rattle him a little bit. So the number one thing that I hope for tonight is we do get game one. I do not want to have to come from behind to win in this series. There is a very amazing amount of potent offense on this Colorado Avalanche team. I'm not going to negate how good they are there. But for us to win, it's going to be very important that we get the first game and we just settle down and play the strong defensive game that we have. But here's the thing that we have that the Colorado Avalanche does not have. We have veteran leadership, and we have people that have been in the playoffs for years. Joe Pavelski has not yet to win a Stanley Cup, but when he was captain with the San Jose Sharks, you could see that he was definitely a guy that would always bring leadership. Corey Perry, we got him for one season, but he has had a Stanley Cup in his resume. He actually got one with the Anaheim Ducks, and he's continuing to be that defense, gritty, in-your-face kind of guy. We need an enforcer, and Corey Perry has turned into that. So here are the three bullet points, in my opinion, that need to happen for us to be successful. Number one, stay out of the penalty box. Be disciplined on defense. Number two, let's get the first game won. Let's not be playing from behind. And number three, I think it's very imperative that we protect our goaltender, whoever it may be. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Anton Khudobin. We have yet to hear anything about Ben Bishop being ready to play this game. So stay back, block shots, do the things you can to help your goaltender out, because you're going to get a flurry of shots from this Colorado Avalanche team. There's no doubt about that. So this is our preview for the Avs Stars game, and we will talk after the game when it's over. Starts at 7 o'clock, puck drop. Go Stars.